Good morning. Are we ready, Church of God? No, I don't mind. That can stay there. No, that can stay there. It's good. You know that I like to move, so I'm not staying one place. Good morning, everyone. I know the 7 minutes feels like it's just 1 minute sometimes, right? Feels like it's not seven. Actually, I love that. That's my favorite word, free. F-R-E-E. Free food and delicious food. Well, again, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I hope you are happy, excited, and thankful to the Lord today for being here. The topic for today, it's a thankful heart. And the way how God spoke to me about this sermon, it was in a beautiful way. I was with my son. I was reading his favorite book called A Thankful Heart. And when I was reading that book to him, God was asking me, how's your heart? Are you having a thankful heart? And in that beautiful moment, I almost cried. I don't want to try crying right now. But in that beautiful moment, I never thought that God was going to use that time to speak to my heart when I was with my baby. So God told me, please, I want you to preach about it, a thankful heart, on Sunday. 2 weeks later, Pastor Brandon asked me, how do you feel about preaching Sunday? It's like, I'm ready. God already spoke to me about having a thankful heart. And my son's book has a little button that when you push that button, it starts a song. Because a thankful heart is a happy heart. I was going to play that song, but I'm a good singer, so I'd rather sing that song. No, that's why I didn't sing happy birthday to you guys, because I wanted Alicia to do it. I know she's the one that got called for that, not me. I know my limits. But again, happy, thankful heart. A thankful heart is a joyful heart. I want you to repeat that with me. A thankful heart. Okay, let's do it one more time. A thankful heart is a joyful heart. What does it mean having a thankful heart? Having a thankful heart means having a joyful heart, having a joyful life, having a life dedicated to the Lord. Amen? I love that. How thankful are we today? How thankful are you today with the Lord? I know some of us, we might be very thankful because we just went through a trial and woo, we faced victory. Maybe some of us, we're in the middle. We're not that much thankful because we are in that section. Like right now, we're facing, trials. And it's hard to be thankful. I know. You've been, so many things. And it's hard when we go through, facing that situations. It's hard to be thankful. But God is reminding us today and say, knock, knock, let's have a thankful heart every single day. Because if you have a thankful heart, you can have a joyful life. Amen? God, your God, your Father, my Father wants us to have a thankful life, a joyful life. Because it's all about Jesus. It's not about you. I'm sorry, George. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. He is the only one, the only reason. So, we need to thank God always. Happy moments, it's easy. Hard moments, prayer times. We know we just pray for people. Lydia can't walk. How can we have a thankful heart? how she can have a thankful heart. How can we have a thankful heart even when we are facing cancer? How can we have a thankful heart? And God has been talking to me all these 2 weeks, and I went to the doctor like 3-4 days ago, and it was kind of like interesting. I want to call it like that. I go to the doctor, my wife and I was like feeling very bad. I have a food poison, and even my face turned red and ugly, and my mom was like, "What is wrong with you?" And I was like, "I don't know. I just not feel good." But we went to the doctor, and we make an appointment, and then they said, "No, you need to go to the other building." We drive again to the other building, and this lady said, "No, he's not here. You have to go back to the other building." I was like, "God, are you still asking me to be thankful? I'm not feeling good. These people is asking me, no, you can't do it. You can't be here. You have to go to the other building, and the doctor can treat you." And then the other said, "No, you go to the other building." But you have to have a thankful heart so you can have joy in your life. I didn't say anything. I was like, "Yes, let's go." We went over there. We went around 3, I guess. That was when I called Cindy, I guess, 3 p.m., something like that. 4:30, the doctor called us. 4:30, I was not feeling good. And I was in that chair saying I have to have a thankful heart, because a thankful heart is a joyful heart. Right? The doctor came. She was very nice, a very smart person. Thank you, God, for the doctors. She did a couple check-ins, and she just touched my stomach, and I started throwing up. She said, "Yes, you have this issue, this and this and this." And I'm like, "Okay, well, thank you, Lord." Right? Well, no, but thank you that I know now that it's not my heart, because I was feeling a pressure in my heart around here, my chest, and I was worried. I was like, "Ooh, what is my heart stop working and just..." But the doctor said, "It's not that. It's just my acid reflux that has been giving me problems. So if you drink coffee without food, don't do that." She said, "It's not good." So my advice for you. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. If you have it there in your Bible, if you have it, say amen. So God has been talking to me about through this verse. It said, "Give thanks in all circumstances." And I want to stop there. All circumstances. What does all circumstances mean? Everything, right? "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Wait a minute. So if I'm sick, if I have cancer, is that God's will? What are you talking about? If I'm like struggling with finding a house, if I can have a car, if that God's will for me, well, the Bible said, "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." The problem is that we don't understand God's will. And God's will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. But the problem is that when we are facing trials, when we are going through those circumstances, it's hard for us to be okay. It's hard for us to say, "Thank you, Lord." Because remember, going through the school is how you learn. Doing homework, test. If you don't go through the school, you're always going to be the same. I don't want to say a bad word, but you know, like, can't read, a knucklehead, whatever. But if we don't go through the school, the holy school, we won't grow spiritually. Everything is going to make us mad. Anything you're going to be, "Oh no, I dropped this. I can't with this." Right? Everything has a purpose for us. So having a thankful heart is going to help us to enjoy that trial. Having a thankful heart is going to be the key for you and I to receive the blessings that God has planned for us. We don't know what's going to be in front of us. God knows. But as we go walking forward, I know God is waiting over there in the corner saying, "Okay, you did good. This is your blessing. This is what you get from this. I'm excited for that. Are you? We need to have a thankful heart for that. Only a thankful heart can be a joyful heart. Amen? So give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us. This is God's will for us. And again, God's will is good, pleasant, and perfect. What is good? Right? But what is pleasant? I mean, what is good? What does good mean? Good, right? Good. What is pleasant? What does pleasant mean? Something that you can enjoy, something that, ooh, yeah, this is pleasant to me. Reading the Bible, praying for one another, having fellowship, and perfect. Perfect. That's God's will for us. How a perfect life. I know a long time ago I mentioned to you guys a story about this lady. When I was being a missionary in Florida, I went with my mission pastor to pray for her. She was dying because of cancer. That was not cured for her. And I was like, you know, oh, yes, God. You know, younger than I am right now with so much more energy, and we are going to pray for this lady, God, and God use my life. I know this lady need that. I went there. The other lady was a girl that was taking care of her, opened the door, and we went there, and she was so happy. And she prayed for me, actually. I was like, okay, when I was hearing her, she was so happy because she was dying. Yeah, I know it sounds awkward, but yeah, she was happy because she had a thankful heart and joyful heart. And she knew she was about to meet her Creator. Wow. Wow. How a thankful heart can do that. I know it's hard if we are the ones struggling with that. We say, why me? If that happened to me, I might say, hey, God, I'm so young. Come on. Or I maybe said, well, something I've been saying lately, I'm your servant. You take care of me. You called me here, and I'm happy here. So a thankful heart is a joyful heart. So thank you, God. God has been doing amazing things in our family because we've been learning to be a thankful family. So I encourage you, not only you as a person, but with your family, teach your kids to have a thankful heart. Because that's the key for you, for me, to go to heaven. Obviously, having Jesus in our hearts. But the only way to have a thankful heart is if you have Jesus in your heart. He's the only one that can help us with that. Amen? Amen? So today is a good day to think about thanking God for everything. To thanking God for what happened yesterday, the good, the bad, for thanking God what has been happening lately, for thanking God for losing my grandpa, for thanking God for losing whatever you lose. For thanking God, because I know they are in heaven with Him. And eventually, we will all together be there. I know it's hard. It's really hard. It's really hard. And I'm so happy today and thankful with God because I have my mom here with me. And I'm so thankful that I'm able to see her. I'm so thankful with God. And guys, I'm so thankful with God because you are here. You are my new family. And God, just think about this. A guy from another country, being here. I know you never thought about that, but that was God's plan. For me, my family, my wife from another state, come here too, uniting us to be here. Come on, I'm so thankful. Because God is so good. Amen? So I'm so thankful that I can be your brother now. I can be your brother. I can be here part of your family now. and that we can have a relationship in Christ. You guys are the reason why I am who I am now, why I can stand here and preach the gospel, because every one of you has been pouring in my life something very special. Believe it or not, your questions, your prayers, the hard times, even the hard times, thank God for that. Thank you, Lord, because we are shaping each other. Iron shaping iron. Thank you, God, because we can be that kind of person. We can be that for each other. Amen? Thank the Lord for all circumstances, because that's God's will. So thank you, guys. And as you go home, thank the Lord. Thank you for my brother, God. Thank you for my sister. Thank you for this person. Pray for one another and just thank the Lord. Because we are the family of the Lord. We are a family. Amen? Amen. You all know Jesus died on the cross for all sins. He died on the cross. He didn't care about what happened to him. He said, I'm going to cry on the cross for my brother Bob. I'm going to cry on the cross for you because I love you. My body's going to be destroyed. My body's going to be... But he did it for love. How thankful are you with Jesus because of that? That's why we are here with freedom and we can worship him. Because we were dead in our sins. But now, we're free because of the Lord. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us. So God's will for us. I have a question. What is God's will for your life? What is God's will for your life? You don't need to answer me. You think about it. If you've been facing a lot of trials, if you've been going through a lot, just keep having a thankful heart. And eventually, it's going to be very clear to you and for you. I want to read Romans 12:2 also. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you might discern what is the will of God. And that's what we were talking about. What is good, acceptable, and perfect. That's God's will for us. Right there. Good, acceptable, and perfect. Also, I was looking on the Bible, a couple examples about people that they show a thankful heart. The first one that I was reading was about Job. This guy, wow. He lost so much. He had so much, and that's why he lost so much. He lost everything, and yet he was able to keep his thankful heart. Praise the Lord for this man. And we can see it in Job 1:21. Job 1:21. Do we have it, Jackson? Thank you. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wow. Wow, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gave, he takes away, and I'm happy with that. I'm thankful with that, and blessed be him. Bless the Lord. Because it's all about him. I'm his creation. How can I, the servant, tell the master? No. How can I, the servant, tell the master? Why are you doing this in this way? Have a thankful heart and say, thank you, Lord. You all know David. He killed Goliath. Yes. He had so many mistakes. You all know the Psalms. They are gratitude psalms. They are thankful psalms. And David, we read on Psalms 103:1-5 before starting worship. We read that he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is between me, bless his holy name." David was having a hard time. David was having a hard time. But he had the time to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Because he's the one that forgives me. He's the one that loves me. He's the one that takes care of me." And something that I've been learning more this past month, 9 months, I've been at that for 9 months, is God's love. I used to understand God's love as a son. But now that I'm a father, I can love my son even that I don't sleep at night time. Right? I can't sleep at night time. He's crying so much, having headaches. But I just hug him and kiss him. And I love him so much. And then I was thinking, God, you're like that. We are not faithful to you. We little pride come out. We do so many wrong things. But you just come and say, "I love you. Come here, my arms. I love you." Amen. That's why you have to be thankful with the Lord. Amen? Amen. And that's only coming from God. If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. How can you love someone that's crying all the time, giving you a hard time? You tell him, "Don't do that." And he goes over there. I mean, he's 9 months, and he do it. That's God. God is telling us every day, "Don't do it that way. Don't, no. Come here. You start crying, come here. You feel hurt, come here." That's what we do as parents. Let me tell you, I feel so excited to say that I'm a parent now. I wanted to be that very bad. Another one, let's talk about Paul. Paul, if you remember him, he used to kill Christians. He used to follow Christians and kill them. Right? But then he became an apostle. Right? And we're going to read in 2 Corinthians 9:15. If we have it, Jackson. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thank you. If you remember Paul, he was blind for a couple days. He was blind. Just imagine this. Big, tall, strong guy like Jake. But then God said, "No, you're going to be blind because you are not doing my will." God humbled Paul. But then Paul was able to say, "Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift." And what gift is that one? What gift? Jesus. Salvation. Freedom. Thanks be to God for his gift of Jesus. You all know Paul. He was killing everyone. I'm glad that Paul is not here today. You know, God changed his heart. So I'm thankful with that. Under great suffering, Paul was able to have a thankful heart. And God changed his heart. If you know the story, you know, he was blind. Then God sent he sent one of his, let's say prophet. I'm missing the word. But you know what I mean. To touch his eyes. And he did it in a very interesting way. But he was thankful with that because he was able to see the Lord. So don't feel bad if sometimes God, he might close our eyes. Don't be sad. Don't be mad. Be thankful because after that, you're going to be able to see God in a clearly way like how Paul did. Amen? And each of these apostles or David, each of these people are a great example of a living of faith that I just talked about, these guys. And there are more. But these guys remind us that we need to have a thankful heart. We don't have to forget that. We need to be thankful with God. Even if you are happy, sad, facing trials, whatever, a thankful heart is a happy heart. But the main one that I want to talk about now is Jesus. He faced the cross with so much happiness, with so much joy in his heart, because he knew that in that cross, he was bringing freedom for us. He did it with a thankful heart. And he even said, God, Father, your will, not my will. So how can we have a thankful heart and say, Father, your will, not my will, please. I know it hurts. I know it's hard because my pride wants to come out. My pride, my eye wants to come out and say or do this. But help me, God, to have a thankful heart like Jesus and have the strength to say, your will, not my will. And as I said, I'm very thankful with Jesus. He's the reason why I'm here. He's the reason why you're here. Even if you are from Exeter or not. That Jesus is the reason why we are here. I'm thankful for you. That you're part of my family now. That we can laugh, we can cry, we can have a relationship as a family. And I'm thankful for my family that God have gifted me and blessed me with my wife and my son and all the 23 kids that we're going to have. Well, I mean the youth group too. They're my kids too. I love them, I'm the kids. So, in conclusion, guys, I want to finish with this. Trust and thank God when you face obstacles. Trust and thank God when you face trials in all circumstances. Because remember, this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Also remember that God often uses our life experiences to prepare us for the future. Our experiences from the past have helped us to be who we are today. That's why we need to trust God in all circumstances. And a thankful heart is a happy and joyful heart. And I'm so thankful that I was reading that book to my son. Because that spoke to me that day, 3 weeks ago now. And again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us. For you in Christ Jesus. God's will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you from who you are. You are our God, our Creator. You are our everything. We just want to come to you and say, here we are. Sorry because sometimes, forgive us because sometimes we are not too thankful. Because we are putting our eyes in other things and not on you. Help us, God, to fix our eyes on you, our ears on you, so we can see you, God, and not see the storm. So we can hear you, God, and not hear the storm. Help us, God, to fix our eyes and our ears on you. So we can have a thankful heart and a joyful heart. Thank you, Lord, for using my life as an instrument. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to be in this place. I declare that this sermon will be in their hearts and that will give fruits on everyone's life. And that they will share those fruits with others. Thank you, God. In your name I pray. Amen.